And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jared Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. And he's here on this November the 12th, looking forward about 2 weeks from now. About 2 weeks from now, we're going to get our first 18, killing frost.
18 days, if you want to have it right on the mark.
Oh, okay, two and a half weeks.
You know, I'm not one of these weather guessers. I'm right on the mark.
Yeah, you haven't waffled much on this one this year.
I don't waffle at all. So
okay.
We want to talk about today getting ornamentals ready for the, or getting vegetables and everything else ready for the freeze that's coming on November the 30th. And, of course, tonight, if you're kind of getting you in the Christmassy or fall mood, our buddy Gus Persine over at Seguin, he sent me a little note the other day that said tonight at 7:30 they'll have a Christmas tree production educational meeting. Now, this doesn't mean they're selling Christmas trees. This means that they're talking to people that might want to get into growing their own Christmas trees on their own plant.
I heard a wild rumor that drifted all the way down to Lavernia that Gus had quit chewing. That's what I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that would be the greatest gift that I can imagine.
It puts you in shock, I can tell.
That would be probably coming after the second coming of the Lord. You know,
I mean, our saying for today
is dedicated to Gus. By the way, the greatest underdeveloped territory in the world is under some people's hats. So, you take that however you want to meet it. But anyway, that meeting tonight is at 7:30. It's going to be at the County Agriculture Building, and that's located at 210 East Live Oak in Seguin. And Dr. Mike Walter shall be there, and I think it's free. Admission is free. Probably worth every penny of it too. But y'all go on over if you're interested in growing Christmas trees and see Gus and congratulate him. He needs some really encouragement at this time. You know, when you kick a habit like that.
I really believe that's a wild rumor.
No. When you kick a habit like that, Gus has cleaned up his act, and we're all mighty proud of him. And it'll help if all his friends go in there and tell him how much we appreciate him quitting that nasty habit that he's had for all these years. Now, speaking of nasty habits, people want to make plants or make things do what they're not supposed to do. And that's what our show is about today, how to get ready for the freeze on November the 30th. Now, first of all, a great philosopher once said, this would be another saying.
Wing stand it.
You can't make chicken salad out of chicken manure. You know what I mean?
Was that the way he said it?
Now, yeah, that's kind of the way he said it. I've kind of cleaned it up since it's a family program.
Go on.
Now, if you think about that, that's deep. That's deep. And so that means that when the first freeze comes, if you just leave your tomato plants out, I don't care what you do to them. I don't care if people say, well, I don't fertilize my tomato plants, you know, right a month before. I don't water them. I don't spray them. I toughen them up, and that way they won't freeze. Wrong. When it gets when it gets freezing temperatures, they're going to freeze. We don't have the genetic our inherent genetic ability in some of these plants that they will not freeze.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was some tomato plant growing in Antarctica somewhere, you know, that would not freeze in 40 below zero, then yes, we could get that plant. We could cross it with our present-day tomatoes and get a plant that wouldn't freeze. Probably wouldn't have any fruit on it, or we couldn't eat the fruit anyway. But that doesn't exist. We don't have that. So what I'm telling you is, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken manure.
Yeah, you said that.
Freeze.
Yeah, you scare me.
They're gonna freeze. You understand?
You scare me. We'll take a break.
When we get back, we'll talk about how to tell what's gonna freeze and what's not gonna freeze.
Okay, good deal. We will take a break.
The basics. Okay. That's where we are.
Get right back to the 2+2 and all that.
That's right.
Okay, we'll get back to Jerry right after this.